So, you are a parent of a kid who is off to college. You've spent months navigating the government's convoluted financial aid process and meticulously budgeted for all those out-of-pocket expenses. Or so you thought. Just ask NPR's Claudio Sanchez, who's reaching for his wallet right now.
With our daughter now hopefully beginning her fourth and final year in college, here's one thing I've learned. No matter how much you plan to spend, it won't cover everything, not even close. And just to make sure I'm not the only one going through this, I checked in with Jim Chilton, a family financial advisor who helps parents break down college costs, often hiding in plain sight. The obvious one that's truly jaw-dropping, textbooks, like the meteorology book Chilton's own son had to buy.
$325, and that's used. It's $510 new.
Chilton is the founder of a nonprofit group called Society for Financial Awareness. But the real source of his expertise?
I lived it, Claudio. I lived it.
He put five kids through college, so Chilton feels my pain.
These costs show up like a bad relative. And it's the same with college. And you scrape and borrow and do whatever you have to do if you're just middle income like a lot of people are. Okay, I can remember many times telling my kids, no, and then after that, hell no.
Still, says Chilton, how do you say no to something your child absolutely needs these days, like a laptop?
Can you imagine going into a classroom today and you raised your hand and said, I don't have a computer?
This fall, according to the National Retail Federation, 60% of college students will buy a new laptop or tablet, insisting, of course, that their perfectly good computer from high school is too old and too slow.
It was old technology. Oh, yeah.
That's Bianca, my daughter, an environmental sciences major with an artistic flair. Her new computer her first year in college set us back about $800. Then there was her smartphone, which might as well be another appendage. Count on an initial cost of $200 plus $80 a month on average. Even the cheapest plans cost about $1,000 a year. What we definitely didn't think about, lab equipment and art supplies.
Huge art pads, charcoal, certain types of pencils, special erasers.
So where did you get the money to buy that?
From you.
Just checking, Bianca. Next, living off campus versus on campus. Big decision. Not having your child live in a dorm can save you up to $20,000. On the other hand, your daughter could end up sharing a dumpy apartment or group home with a bunch of people who skip out on the rent, utilities. You get the picture. Now, dorm stuff is something your daughter needs to negotiate with her roommates, like pitching in for a mini fridge or mini vacuum. But furniture? I mean, how many beanbags, tables, or chairs can two or three people possibly fit in a room 12 by 19 feet? And by the way, if you're wondering how much money we as a nation spend on all this, brace yourself. $43 billion this fall. And according to the National Retail Federation's annual Back to College survey, more than half of that will go towards lamps, bedding, towels, waste baskets, maybe a microwave or juice blender. $43 billion.
And that is actually the highest amount we've seen in the survey's 13-year history.
That's NRF spokesperson Kathy Allen.
They want matching lamps, matching shades, matching bedding. All of that is now a part of traditional college expenses.
Another huge expense item on the National Retail Federation survey, food. Your options are a meal plan versus the 7-Eleven or grocery store down the street. Not to mention late-night snacks and, of course, caffeine. Usually, the expensive stuff.
Hi, can I get a grande skim iced chai?
May I have your name for the cup, please? Bianca?
Just hope and pray that your child does not live anywhere near a Starbucks.
$457.
Because if she does, we're talking about $120 a month for non-fat chais and caramel macchiatos. And let's not forget alcohol. Yes, your child will drink, and yes, that money you put into her debit card every other week is going to help pay for it. $10 to $50 on a typical Friday or Saturday night. It may not seem like a lot, but here's something the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services wants you to know. College students spend a whopping $5.5 billion on alcohol every year. Billion with a B. Naturally, you're going to want to see your child on Thanksgiving and during Christmas break, so you have to budget for transportation. If it's too far to drive, round-trip airfare will cost you $500 to $1,000 per semester. Double if you don't book a flight ahead of time. The cheap alternative, or what I call the next best thing to being there, Skype. As for clothing, At this point, I have two words for you. Thrift store. Finally, health insurance. It's the last thing college students think about. Me get sick? Not realizing, of course, that dorms are breeding grounds for all sorts of diseases. If your child's covered by your health insurance, count yourself lucky. If not, you can expect to pay for the school's health plan, up to, about $1,100 per semester. So is that everything? Probably not. Our total bill? Way, way more than we planned for. Is it worth it? Call me in a year or two, when my daughter's out in the real world. Right now, I'm still short a few hundred dollars, and school is just days away. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
We would like to hear about your college experience. As a parent or a student, what hidden cost of college surprised you the most? Possibly pricey college-branded sports gear or tickets for the sorority formal or the rental price of the cap and gown.
How about external hard drives or other computer accessories? Maybe it was a while ago you were in college. You had to buy a typewriter or a boombox or a mini fridge. Or you moved to a college in the north and had to buy a lot of cold weather clothing or decided to fly south at spring break.
To tell us about the biggest hidden cost of college you've had to shell out for, you can use your smartphone or your cassette deck, if you still have one, to record a voice memo. Keep it short, 30 seconds or less. Make sure to include your name and where you live. Send the voice memo or a, say, written email to NPR crowdsource at npr.org.